The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, fourth day of June 2012. Ron McDonald will not be with me today. Reason being, he's got a wedding he's preparing for, his daughter's wedding. And these are one of the joys of life when you have kids, to see them leave the coop, make their own nest, lay their own eggs, hatch their own clutch. And then you get grandbabies, of which every parent, that's like watching the life cycle continue. It's one thing to have children. That's immediate. But then as your children grow and you nurture and bring them to fruition as best we can, in this world today, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of distractions and a lot of stuff out there. But he is taking the time. He was behind, and I didn't even argue. Ron, you go for that. So Ron McDonald will join us on the program next Monday. Sad note to report here, and for the next, I don't know, if you're in a particularly emotional state today, folks, you may want to go and pull some tomatoes out of your garden, or you may want to go get a cup of coffee or go walk around the block. Because the next 15, 20 minutes of the broadcast is not going to be happy good news, but we don't really choose the news to report. Yes, we do have an agenda. We are doing what the mainstream will not do, cannot do, because, well, as any good $5,000 a night hooker will tell you, service is rendered with a guarantee. But whip out your gold card, please. So, at any rate, Jerry Hughes, the one I described as having the honey voice of talk radio host, died Saturday evening at approximately 7 p.m. And the ironic thing about this is that he was due to drop off the airwaves at the end of June. And he died June 2nd. He was due to leave the airwaves because of health problems at the end of June. Jerry didn't make it. So, Jerry, wherever your big butt is, and I know you got a large presence where you're at, I wonder if there's any work for him to do where he's at right now. I'm sure that there is. Spoken to Jerry Hughes many times. Visit him personally. I'll tell you what, he had some health problems. His body was as big as his voice, and he had a big voice. So sorry to see Jerry go. When we get back from break, I have an update on Bob Chapman for y'all out there. I know you've had questions, a lot of questions that nobody could answer. Well, this came to us Saturday evening. Hope this answers some questions. It sure answered some of mine. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I received an email via Judy Chapman's, actually it was Bob Chapman's email that Judy used to communicate. But in this particular instance, Jenny, the daughter of Bob and Judy Chapman, used the Bob at internationalforecaster.com to send this information our way on Saturday evening. Late Saturday evening. She writes, "Dear friends, my name is Jenny, and I am Bob. I am Bob and Judy Chapman's daughter. Over the past months, many of you have emailed Bob and Judy concerning my father's health, and his replies have been very vague. Some people have been talking on the radio, and Bob feels you deserve to hear everything so you know the truth. In January of this year, Bob went to a medical doctor that had tests and a CAT scan done. Bob was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer that had already metastasized to his liver. He was not a candidate for surgery or radiation, therefore Bob chose to try alternative treatments, many of which came via email from his many friends and followers. During these treatments, he was not seen by medical doctors. He was led to believe that the cancer was being arrested. I noticed, as many as you did from listening to Bob on the radio, that his voice had changed and something was wrong. Bob continued to say that he was just tired, and he would be back to his usual self soon. My dad did not even tell me what was going on, but like a lot of you, I could tell something was wrong. When I asked my mom, she struggled not to say anything as directed by Bob himself. Now, at the end of April, I booked a flight to go see my parents and what was going on with Bob's health, because now my concern was great as he was no longer acting like himself. I phoned Bob's business partner, Victor Hugo, to arrange for him to pick me up at the airport. While on the phone, I'd ask how Judy was doing, and Victor stated they had just admitted her to the hospital. She had a brain aneurysm due to the stress of the situation. I was about to face. Finding out that way was disheartening, but I arrived at Bob and Judy's house the day Judy returned from the hospital. Thank the Lord, she was all right and is on, I guess, medication for that aneurysm right now. Once I saw my dad, I cried. He had lost about 70 pounds and was very weak. His business partner was in charge of both Bob and Judy's care. There was no food in the house, only fruits and vegetables and chicken broth, which they were feeding Bob on the direction from the person in charge of the alternative therapy he chose. My mother did not drive, so she relied on Victor to get what they had needed. My dad has been a type 2 diabetic for a number of years, and so I checked his blood sugar, and it was almost 400. A normal adult should be around 100. I explained this to Victor and Bob, along with the fact that Bob needed to be consuming calories, water, taking insulin, and walking. Bob was very dehydrated and malnourished. Next, I called a medical doctor I personally know where they lived and arranged for him to supply Bob with a calorie drip and insulin. Then I reviewed Bob's condition with the alternative therapist and Victor, and they both assured me that Bob was getting better, even though they had no proof because Bob had not seen a medical doctor since January and therefore had received no more CAT scans. He did not have blood work taken from his home and sent out to lab by Victor. He did have, I should say, blood work taken and sent out to a lab by Victor. However, that showed the cancer count going down. Victor tried to tell my friend and the medical doctor that my dad did not need the drip without my knowledge. However, the doctor approached me to confirm this, and I made sure that Bob got what he really needed to improve his health and return my parents to the States. It took me 2.5 weeks to build Bob's strength and weight. He gained 6 pounds back to allow him to fly back. Upon arrival, I brought Bob to a radiological oncologist to review his blood work and scans. The oncologist asked my dad about his treatment since January, and Bob proceeded to explain them and ended with his comment that the cancer in his pancreas was arrested. The doctor was in awe and informed Bob that he was gravely mistaken. The oncologist had printed out Bob's CT scans and showed and explained them to Bob. The cancer in his pancreas in January was only 1 inch by 2.5 inches and now was 5 by 7 inches. The cancer cells in the liver began as 2 spots in January. They were now 4 times as large. He also informed us that the monthly blood results supplied by Victor could not be Bob's. He said the blood work does not match your scans. Bob was devastated to think that he was betrayed by the man he worked with and trusted for 10 years. This oncologist stated that Bob was not a candidate for radiation and referred us to a medical oncologist. After Bob's appointment with the medical oncologist, blood work and PET scans was ordered, and Bob was scheduled to have a port put in for fluids, blood work, and any future treatment of cancer. The next couple of days, Bob and Judy relaxed with family by going out shopping and hitting some golf balls. And I know Bob likes to do that. Bob spoke to some people on the phone and did some dictation with me for the upcoming International Forecaster. Bob also, as always, continued to personally respond to all of your emails. My dad loved being on the radio and writing the International Forecaster. On Tuesday, May 22nd, Bob went in for his pre-op appointment at the hospital, and everything went well. When we returned home, he was tired. He took a nap. I told him I would wake him for lunch at 1:30. When I went to wake him, he could not stand on his own. I took him to the emergency room. Around 11 p.m., he was transferred to ICU, and we learned the severity of my dad's condition. Now, keep in mind, this is May 22nd, folks. We learned Bob has had a urinary tract infection for so long that it had, in fact, infected his blood. His blood sugar was still very high. His blood pressure was so low They needed to give him the maximum amount of medicine just to get his blood pressure up to 90 over 50. He had one blood clot in his right leg and multiple in his left. His kidneys were beginning to fail, and his liver was already not working. We were all surprised because we had no idea Bob had this many underlying conditions. These many underlying conditions. Because of the blood clots and cancer, his platelet count was 27, and his white blood cell count was low. The doctor could not insert the Metaport, a TP line, or stents for his liver and filters for his blood clots because of the possibility of him bleeding out during these procedures or even being able to recover. While in ICU, Bob called and said goodbye to his sisters and childhood friends that he was still in contact with. On Monday, May 28th, we brought him home where he spends his days with his immediate family. My mother has been seen by a physician here, and her blood pressure is being controlled. Bob has not spoken to his partner, Victor. We have tried to contact him by phone and email, and he has not responded. He controlled everything for Bob and Judy, from their accounts to the International Forecaster website. This is why you all received this week's IF via email. We have already been told by Bob and Judy's previous neighbors that someone has gone into their home and removed their furniture and their belongings. Neither Bob nor Judy will return there. They will remain with me and my family in the States. Bob wants the International Forecaster to continue, so we will do our best to bring you editorials from various individuals that share Bob's views. We are working on a new site address and email, as Victor is in control of the current one. As soon as we relaunch the International Forecaster, we will email everyone. Please keep your eyes open for this email, as there will be many changes coming. She signs off with this: thank you for your emails of love, prayers, concerns, and stories. There is nothing more rewarding than to read or talk to you and hear how my father has touched your life. I read them to my dad or relayed the conversations I've had with some of you. It makes me cry, not in sorrow, but in joy, because I'm so proud of my father. He is such a compassionate man, willing to help everyone from a 10-year-old that needed soccer cleats to a 70-year-old couple that needed advice on their retirement. Over the years, he personally responded to everyone he could. There are some shoes to fill, but we are willing to try. I hope you will continue to support the International Forecaster and keep Bob's dream alive. She just simply signs off, thank you, Jennifer. So there you have it, folks. Now, understand that that is correct. There have been people emailing, and information was being kept very close to the vest. About 6-8 weeks ago, I wanted Bob to visit the Brzezinski Cancer Treatment Center in Houston, Texas. Now, who Dr. Brzezinski is the guy that the government has gone after on 40-some different occasions because he's just a whack nut. He's just a whack job. He's a whack job for one reason and one reason only. The man was curing cancers, especially the tumor-type cancers, and there's many different forms of cancers. But I felt that Bob's best shot was to get into that treatment center to see Brzezinski as soon as humanly possible. Well, I relayed that to Bob Chapman. I think that was well over 6 weeks ago, and I didn't hear anything positive back. Now, I do not know what's going to happen from this point forward, ladies and gentlemen. I do not know, because I personally have not been in contact with Bob or his wife, Judy, or nor have I spoken to their daughter, Jennifer, and I hope to do that real soon. There were people that climbed on board to try to help him out, but you know, when you're dealing with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, you don't have much time. And that was January, and as of today, the 4th day of June 2012, Bob Chapman is still alive. As to what degree he's still alive, I do not know. That is as much as I know, and you've gotten all that I know. We'll be back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I was just also informed that Tommy Crier, that used to be on this network, has also died. He died over the weekend as well. They say things happen in threes. But you know what? This is the cycle of life. Birth, death, and they used to say on Ben Casey's old show, infinity. Are we being helped prematurely? Yeah, boy, I'm telling you, we are. The body's immune system, ladies and gentlemen, if it is kept in peak performance, it does a lot of fighting off cancers, all sorts of diseases. But that's not what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We're eating substandard foods. Oh, they still look good. Oh, yeah, they look farm fresh. So does wax fruit. I would venture to say at this point, you're probably better off eating the wax fruit and vegetables and taking Flintstones vitamins than you are eating this stuff, trying to rely on it for nutrition from your body. And this, none of this stuff is any great earth-shattering news. You know, the farmers were made aware when they start using chemical fertilizers that burned out the soils, that took the nutrients out. There was no time because production, you know, we've got bills to pay, the loans at the bank. We can't leave our fields fallow. We got to go plant something else. And don't worry, the friendly guy with the suit and the satchel would stop by and talk to the farmer about what chemicals he can put on his ground to boost production. You know, that's all double plus good in Orwellville, but not in the real world. We're continually being pumped full of fluorides and crap. The air that we're breathing, the water that we're drinking, the food that we're eating. It all benefits business and the corporatocracy. It doesn't benefit us. So that little food group that we grew up on, folks, a little food pyramid, you can throw that little sucker right out the window. That's why there is a major resurgence. Partially because people are getting ready, planting their own gardens, waiting for the economy to collapse, which it will. Many people are going, when? Well, would it help you to know? Would it help you to know? I'd love to tell you, but I don't know the exact date. The only thing I know is the fundamentals are in there. That was supposed to be at Chantilly, Virginia over this past weekend. The plotters and the planners, they are the global governance scheme, the schemers, I should put it. That's what they were there for, to discuss the economy. Business leaders also showed up, I'm sure just for reassurances. Don't worry, the system's going to come down, but hey, you're one of the favored people. You're here at our meeting, aren't you? You'll be taken care of. Don't worry. But who is really concerned are the peoples of the world that have dealt with these globe masters. And at the top of their little pyramid, of course, is the international stinking bankster gangster, which controls everybody and everything and every government that has dealings with them on the face of the planet. Except maybe for Iceland. Iceland recently told the Bank of England, hey, you know what? We don't owe you for these loans. As a matter of fact, the people that got us into this position, we've thrown out of government. We've done our own referendum. We've drawn up a new constitution, and you people ain't included. Of course, it did not make the banksters very happy over in jolly old England. Did not make them happy at all. Did any of this hit the mainstream media? Of course it didn't. Any more than the stories about the Bilderbergers and the Bilderberg meeting this past Friday and Saturday at Chantilly, Virginia. You would think, don't you, that their masters, whether directly or indirectly, they should be reporting on this? Not one whisper. All secrecy. Seems like the only people on the planet that knew about this was people who were involved in the alternative media. Save for, of course, the people that actually attended the media or the media, a non-media event down in Chantilly, Virginia. News media knew about it. We knew about it. Nobody else in the country knew about it. What does that tell you? Report on this and die. Report on this and you will lose your $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000 a year job. Maybe even more. A lot of these talking heads, these are paid whores, folks. That has nothing to do with news or hard journalism, what I would call white paper journalism. Give both sides of the argument or multiple arguments. Put them out there for people to digest and decide which is right. All those bets are off. This is not a media anymore. It's who are the best-looking whores on television. That's it. Bottom line. And the sooner that you understand and fully appreciate what I just said, the more the alternative networks will expand, people will be informed so they can make the decisions that concern their daily lives. And life is what this is all about, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, I was sitting here during the break, and I mentioned last Monday that I was now houseless. No, that doesn't mean I'm homeless. I was Dr. Gregory Houseless. And that, of course, is in reference to House MD, the TV show that ran for 8 years. And you know the irony of the last show that they did? His cohort and buddy, the oncologist that worked at the hospital, Dr. Gregory House had his diagnostic. These were the guys that everybody went to that the other medical doctors couldn't figure out or couldn't diagnose. Well, his oncologist buddy, Dr. James Wilson, the TV character, yeah, he had inoperable tumor cancer. And as they sat in the last scene of the series, as they sat on a bridge on their brand new Harleys, James Wilson had 5 months to live. Well, I wonder if he turned that Harley around and went to Dr. Brzezinski's medical center in Houston. That'd be one ride I'd definitely take. On wings of a dove, on a Harley, wouldn't matter. If I had to hitchhike there, I would have gotten there. You know, it was a far cry as far as a TV series went. It wasn't your Dr. Welby, M.D. Remember his sidekick there, Richard Kiley? Dr. Kiley? Yeah. And that was, that's the guy, James Brolin? Was it James Brolin? Married Barbara Streisand? And before that, there was Ben Casey. There were other medical shows on TV, but these are the ones that people kind of took seriously because they actually had doctors that helped them with the script. Oh, man. Reality? Does TV and Hollywood mimic reality, or is it the other way around? It's getting kind of hard to tell anymore. You know, our friends over at the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I use that tongue-in-cheek, folks. I went to their site, Southern Poverty Law, and I was reviewing articles they had written, and I read the one that they had on me. And at the end of it, they were bold enough to put in there, I refused an interview by these people. They called me. I told them I didn't want to talk to them. So they had to go out and make up their own stories. And it wasn't much, by the way. It wasn't much there at all. And at the end of their little description of me, that they proudly noted that, well, I refused to talk to them. And quoting me, and it was an accurate quote. The only thing that I really said to them, you want me to talk to you people? I'd much rather throw gasoline on myself and light a match than talk to anybody in your organization. They at least got that one right. Well, Thomas DiLorenzo over at LouRockwell.com just absolutely hammered the Southern Poverty Law Center and called them what they are. Their first sentence says it all. The communistic rabble-rousers of the left-wing hate group known as Southern Poverty Law Center have produced yet another libelous smear of well-meaning Americans who would like to see their constitution enforced. That's what this is about, folks. You've got your little cover groups out there plotting and planning and saying that, well, we're against hate. You know, these people are not all-inclusive. They're not liking what's happening to their country, so we're going to designate them being the radical right. I don't know. Is it radical in this country, ladies and gentlemen, to believe in a constitutional republic? Or should we go by way of their legislative democracy? That as long as 51% of the creatures that we now have installed in Congress vote, and everything is okay. Welcome to your democracy. He goes on to say, he said, this time the smears, lies, false innuendo, character assassination, and the hate are directed at those who believe that part of the definition of being an American patriot is one who believes in the Founding Fathers' philosophy of limited constitutional government. The Southern Poverty Law Center is a far-left hate group whose modus operandi is to attempt to censor criticisms of big government in America by calling people's names. If you are a Jeffersonian who believes that limited and decentralized government is better than unlimited, centralized, monopolistic government, then they will label you a racist, a slavery defender, or even worse. If you're a Ron Paul constitutionalist, they will insinuate that you are probably a terrorist who would like to blow up government buildings. If you are not a leftist, then you are, by definition, a hater. If you are a critic of the welfare state, it is because you hate poor people. If you are a critic of the government school bureaucracy, it is because you hate children. Morris Deeds doesn't hate children. Not at all. Ask his 14-year-old daughter, stepdaughter. I'll leave that one go where it deserves. If you are a critic of racial hiring quotas, which are supposedly illegal under the Civil Rights Act of 1964, then you're a racist. If you oppose socialized medicine, it's because you hate sick people. If you're a critic of the Ponzi scheme known as socialized medicine, it is because you hate sick people. If you're a critic of the scheme known as Social Security, it's because you hate old people. There cannot possibly be anti-intellectual reason to doubt government intervention. All criticisms of intervention are motivated by hate and nothing else, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. With the advent of the Tea Party and the Republican takeover of the U.S. House of Representatives, the SPLC issued one of its cartoonish intelligence reports on the year in hate, bemoaning the explosive growth of the radical right. Everyone on the right is a radical extremist. There are no radicals or extremists on the left in the eyes of the extreme radical communist at the Southern Poverty Law Center. It doesn't exist there. A recent SPLC intelligence report attacks also so-called patriot groups in America. As its usual practice, the SPLC digs up tiny pieces of information about one or two mentally deranged lunatics somewhere in America who gripe about government and supposedly claim to be patriots, and then just insinuate in their report that all individuals and groups who label themselves as patriots are probably just as crazy, if not just as dangerous. An early example of this sleazy and dishonest tactic is how the SPLC issued an intelligence report on radical right-wing extremists who were running for political office throughout America in 2008. This report included a picture of a brief description of a man who clearly sounded like a mentally deranged crackpot who was running for town council in a small village of a couple hundred people in a western state. Then right next to that was a picture and similarly ominous warning about one, Rand Paul, who at the time was running for the U.S. Senate in Kentucky. Get it? Crazy Mountain Man equals Rand Paul equals Ron Paul, which equals you and me, and we're all just as crazy. Crazy as loons, folks, for doing one thing. Educating Americans on what has happened to their country and pointing out groups that are disastrous and cancerous to this country. And that is, of course, includes the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has been pumping out false information to the cop shops of America for going on nigh on 25 years now. Their propaganda unchecked and unfettered, going over to police departments, ladies and gentlemen, about all you wonderful haters out there. You see, now do you understand why it's so easy for the FBI, now that that ground has been fertilized, I'll just put it, by the SPLC and their bull, that the FBI then can roll in on top of this and tell the police departments of America, you know, these people, these sovereign citizens, you pull them over, chances are they're just going to kill you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what we all want here in America. All of us patriots want every cop in this country dead, right? Right? Oh, no. We want them to have the information that we have. We want peace and we want our republic back. We want the real criminals. I mean, these cops, if they understood who the real criminals are in this country, after they got done arresting themselves, you know, for all the crooked judges and all the bad guys wearing the badges with the six guns, involved in kickbacks and drugs and extortion and a host of other things, folks. I don't have a percentage on the crooked cops in this country or the judges or politicians, but the list is lengthy. It is rather lengthy. How do you keep criminal enterprises going? You know, the old saying about payoffs, well, you buy a cop or two. Well, these are billions and billions of dollars. You can buy a lot of high-powered and high-positioned people with that kind of money. But let me digress here and get back to the SPLC story. According to the SPLC, the patriot groups are characterized by a proliferation of demonizing conspiracy theories. They are conspiracy-minded groups that see the federal government as their primary enemy. That is, they are accused of spreading conspiracy theories about government misbehavior, with clear implication that these people are crazy. But, of course, there are political conspiracies. American antitrust laws contain the words conspiracies in restraint of trade. Nearly everything that goes on in Washington, D.C. is, in fact, a conspiracy on the part of some special interest group and a member of or members of Congress who design legislation to benefit that group at the expense of the general public. For example, when President George W. Bush imposed a 35% tariff on steel imports, it was the result of a conspiracy by domestic steel manufacturers and their unions, along with their congressional supporters. The higher price of steel benefited them at the expense of all purchasers of steel and products made of steel, which became more expensive because of the tariff. Now, I don't quite agree with that, but Let's just say this way. The unions in this country, folks, they have their own vested interest. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the presidents or the people in charge of these unions are there for their union membership, as we all know. It's a political position. It's an electable position. Who the hell wants to give up a position of power? And not to say anything of the paycheck. We know this. Political conspiracies are pervasive, but the SPLC wants people to believe that the kind of conspiracies the patriot groups believe in are of a different kind. They are of the Martians have been living among us for 50 years, and the government has been covering it up variety. Anyone who is skeptical about the alleged virtues of unlimited governmental growth is just simply crazy, or so the SPLC would have the public believe. An integral part of the Obama administration's strategy for remaining in power is to recruit surrogate groups to suggest that any criticism of the administration's policies are probably the work of racists who simply cannot tolerate a half-black president. Well, as we've learned recently, he's not even half-black. He's half-Arab, for God's sakes. Now, is that black? I don't know. Darker skinned. But does that qualify you as being an African-American? No, because the guy's not even American, for gosh sakes. There isn't anything American about this character. But yet, he sits in the Oval Office. You know, the more that I see this stuff turned up by people like Joe Arpaio and others out there about the birth certificate for Obama, there was a meeting that Obama had prior to him running for president. Prior to 08, he had a meeting with the Supreme Court justices. Why? I don't know. The details of that meeting have not been made known to the public. And of course, when on Inauguration Day, when Obama could do what he should have been able to do with a five-year-old, here, repeat the words, I'm going to speak these words, I'm the Chief Justice, and just repeat these words back and put your hand on a Bible and raise your right hand. Of which he could not do. Of which I now believe, now here's a conspiracy for you, SPLC, he couldn't do in public because that is the public affirmation of oath. They had to do this in the basement of the White House. Am I going to hang my conspiracy theory hat on that one 100%? No, but I'd give it a high mark. And who the hell really cares? The plain fact that there's a man sitting in the White House that is not an American, that does not, the Constitution is not part of this character's vernacular, in his practices or even in his words. He is an alien. When I say that, it ain't from Mars either. Indonesia, you name it, but the guy's not an American. He's a freaking communist. All of his associations were all communist. The people that born and bred this guy were communist. So what happens to a little adult in training? Boy Obama? Or should I say Barry Sartoro? He's indoctrinated with communism. So what do you think the man turned out to be? You are what you swim with. Political conspiracies are pervasive, folks. Yeah, aren't they, though? You know, the SPLC condemns the patriot groups as being motivated primarily by the prospect of four more years under a black president. Presumably, a black conservative or libertarian president would be just as alarming to the patriot groups, according to the SPLC. I disagree with that. There are many great black conservatives that I would want to see. If we're going to have a black president, I would pick one of those. And then when the guy made a mistake, it wouldn't because he was black, it's because he was either stupid or he'd become corrupted. Not because he was black. Interesting. Not only are patriot groups supposedly motivated by racism, some of them are also probably conspiring to murder the president, according to Southern Poverty Law Center. That's right. There's groups out there, according to these people, patriot groups are planning to murder the president, which soberly announced in its report on patriot groups that an angry backlash developed that included several plots to murder Obama. Such plots are said to be the work of unnamed patriot and hate groups. The SPLC report cites as one of its main sources of information on patriot groups a convicted felon described as a longtime neo-Nazi that was probably already on the government payroll and probably instructed probably by some CIA operative. Yeah. 8 murder plots to bring down Obama. Some are suggesting we should let him go for another 4 years to get this thing started.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I think we finally figured out who our little nemesis here, Russ, with his many different voices and piss-poor dialect, really is. He's got to be paid by the Southern Poverty Law. This character wanted to come on the air and argue for the SPLC. And I said, why the hell do I need your opinion? Go get me somebody from the SPLC. And I said, if you know anything about Morris Deese or his partner in this, then you will know that they're not, he said, oh, they're proponents of free speech. Yeah, right. Free speech, my butt. Oh, excuse me, but I'm going to continue with a real report on the SPLC. I asked him, I said, why the hell are you listening to this network? If you listen to it for any length of time, you know who Morris Dees is. I just referenced his 14-year-old stepdaughter, which he sexually abused. Morris Dees wanted to make love to another man in the presence of his wife Maureen in the Watergate Hotel. How good is this guy? You read the reports, you see exactly what they're doing. Go contribute to Southern Poverty Law and don't darken my door again, you idiot. Oh, God. Yeah, they're defenders of the First Amendment. Yeah. Just as Ex-Lax is used to get rid of loose bowels, I guess. The SPLC's Patriot Group report is ridiculously sloppy in its methodology, in that it includes as groups such things as single individuals with an internet radio show that bemoans the loss of constitutional liberty in America, or a book about the decline of constitutional liberty. Two Patriot groups that are especially demonized are Oath Keepers, an organization of current and former military and law enforcement and firefighting personnel, whose members pledge to reaffirm their oath to defend and protect the U.S. Constitution. Another group is, well, the Constitution Party. Instead of relying on the fevered ramblings of a former neo-Nazi convicted felon, as the SPL researchers do, if one wants to know what a patriot group like Oath Keepers is about, a good place to start would be the organization's own website. Reading what is on the website explains why the SPLC is so alarmed about the spreading popularity of Oath Keepers. Unlike Nazi war criminals who famously pleaded that they were only following orders, Oath Keepers clearly states that we won't just follow orders if those orders involve violating the clear language of the U.S. Constitution. These are men and women who all took an oath to protect and defend that Constitution, not destroy it. The organization publishes a declaration of orders we will not obey, which is a listing of 10 things that are clear violations of the Constitution. In other words, these are people who believe that the police and the military should never become an armed goon squad for lawless, criminal, and tyrannical politicians. The SPLC apparently disagrees with them quite vehemently. Yeah. The Southern Poverty Law is all about First Amendment. Jeez. Yeah, and I'm a closet Bilderberg member, and I'm just here to derail the Patriot movement. God almighty. These people never quit. But guess what? We don't either. And the truth will always win out. The next